Hello, Tyler Bryden here. Did a little bit of a separation today. I actually recorded a video earlier today. Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale, Big Steppers album, first listening reaction. I'm in a matrix right now. I see myself, seeing myself. I felt this wasn't, if you're watching this on LinkedIn, that appropriate slash probably didn't want to hear me talk about this for upwards of 20 minutes, which doesn't even fit into the time frame of when I do those videos. So I posted that to YouTube and other places separately. If you're interested in hip-hop, interested in Kendrick Lamar, interested in, initial reactions, there is that option for you. But today, what I want to talk about instead is this Tech.to Canadian rocket ship release. And so what we've got here, I'll pull it up. We've got, we got a Deja barking. Peace. Okay, we've got Tech.to rocket ship. So they do this every year, pick a bunch of the companies that are just accelerating in Canada right now. Over 3 billion raised, 10 plus countries, all stages of growth, 1,000 open roles. Hiring in 50 cities. Hiring in 50 cities, I don't know exactly what this means. I don't know if it means all over the place, whatever that that means, but great to see hiring jobs. If you're looking, obviously, there's a connection point for careers here as well, too. And, you know, mentioned them on a couple of these, again, whatever the hell these things are, Tech.to, huge fan of the community there. I think they're doing excellent work, sort of, just driving tech, driving culture, driving innovation here in the city of Toronto and now expanding in Vancouver and other places. So what they've done, list of all the companies, you can see them all here. I'll share this link. And then what you can do is, you know, pick one, click, and then you see your founded, BIPOC founders, founder names, and if they've appeared in Tech.to. I think for ones they have, there you go. You can click, pop open the YouTube. So this was back in 2020, but still relevant sort of thing. I will say Tech.to, you could add a little bit more metadata in here, maybe how much raised, et cetera, et cetera. Would also be nice to know a little bit more of the criteria for these, for the rocket ship. And maybe Alex talks about this a little bit more, but how does one company land in here versus one that does not get in? And I'm thinking, you know, just as I look through this list, a lot of great companies, but then some ones that not as that I'm surprised aren't there. The one that specifically comes to mind for some reason is Voiceflow, which I'm not sure if they've been on the rocket ship list previously, but, you know, hired a big round last year from some leading investors and have continued to grow and do some really great work. So again, not sure the exact criteria, but some great organizations that are on here. And then what I've done quickly is pick out a couple of companies that I like. No surprise here. A lot of them are to do with language. So we've got Cohere. Ooh, a little update to the website here. That's fantastic. Making NLP part of every developer's toolkit. So people could compare them maybe to OpenAI. And using large language models to do generative AI, as well as some extractive AI. They have a portal logged in. I've played around with it. And yes, you can see, looks like still got a little bit of, you know, work to do here, but so many different use cases, so many different applications, and they come from a background of some people who contributed to the early success of transformer models, Aidan Gomez here, and I mean, have raised a significant $125 million around last year, scaled from 25 to 80 plus employees, continuing to grow, and obviously just so much space in this world to create value. So excited to follow them along. They've got sort of this classify function as well as the generate function, and, you know, definitely worthwhile company checking out if you're in Toronto. I think they're doing some exciting stuff, and I've had the, you know, pleasure to talk to a couple people on their team, and passionate, curious, exciting, and love to see language companies in Toronto. So definitely make that list there. Other one that I continue to interact with, and people talk about sort of innovation in technology, but then there is also this more practical way of applying technology in a business practical way. And one of the companies that has done that just in an incredible way is Clutch. And really what it seems, and I don't know as much about them as I know about Cohere, except that I interact with the website all the time because they've done an incredible job building sort of the structure and content to rank incredibly well on search engines. And so what they've done, categorized different businesses by what they actually do, what they offer. And then if I hop into advertising, list of the best advertising agencies and marketing firms, beautiful locations, filter by services, client budgets, hourly rate, industry reviews. I can see it's also become, in a way, a little bit of like a Google review-like portal where there's actually verified reviews that you can get on the site. There are then sponsored listings. I'm not sure where it's indicated, but you can see sponsor here. And now, because of the traffic and the volume that they're getting, companies are looking at this as an important place to list their business, list their organization, categorize themselves properly, and then reap the benefits. And then with the review mechanism, with the billing mechanism, you can very quickly find a service provider for what you're looking at. What I think is really powerful is this idea of the service focus. And we went through, I'm not sure if we ended up getting listed on the site actually, but they ask you sort of where the service focus is and then they break it down. So great, you know it's a digital marketing agency, but you don't know the split. Now you can see advertising, pay-per-click, social media, search engine, email marketing. I'm looking only for email marketing, so I want a company that's just doing that, can start to also be more precise with the companies that you're reaching out to for support. Or of course, the other way, if you're trying to reach out to companies for partnerships where you're trying to sell to them. If I'm interested in companies specifically doing, say, market research, I have the ability to then segment them properly, find a list, filter by location, and then start generating that lead list. Definitely some nice data structure to scrape from clutch.co here, and then some really good stuff from elite market leaders, metrics, and different sort of reasons. Sort of following, I would say, this sort of crunch-based model, which obviously lists organized companies more from our startup perspective, but does a fantastic job also segmenting, comparing, and even something like a G2 and things like that. But those are more for software products and not necessarily for some of the service firms that they that are provided here. So really fascinating. Think they're doing an incredible job. They're going to grow just because of the structure of their site, the content on it, and how well organized is, and definitely a company to follow along. I will continue to follow them. And then lastly, Ada. I followed them for a long time. I've been lucky enough to join a couple sort of events where I believe Mike, one of their co-founders, spoke, and they went through quite a journey to end up where they are and then became a unicorn, $1 billion valuation here in Canada, have continued to grow and had some very like tight times where they just didn't think they were going to make it, and now have accelerated beyond that point, grown significantly, and doing a lot of, went from basically managing support, building chatbots, and then building all these layers of interaction with customers to bring down the amount of manual sort of human labor or support that's required, and then driving better experiences. And they've just sort of continued to grow, build out their offerings, and grow that even more. What's been nice, they've even been had some inbound people come their way looking for more sort of like speech analysis kind of work, and then they've actually sent people our way. So we're thankful for the people at Ada considering us, knowing who we are, and sending us some interesting leads and conversations, and then some great stuff from an entire sort of overview and platform of all the ways that they're personalizing journeys, driving revenue, building better brand support, and obviously using exactly a lot of AI, a lot of NLP to do this. So no code, developer ready, effortless integrations, easy implementation. That's Crespi. Love it, guys. And what I'll do just for something that was, I think, sort of fun. For example, this was sort of what I was curious about. So add Auris, right? Just do a little search. I already did this. You can see here. Click on it. Okay, transform your written work into audio. Obviously, a really easy way to repurpose content that's done automatically. If you can personalize it, there's a lot of value here. And I know this just makes a lot of sense from a content perspective in this world of content that we live in, customized sound, instant distribution, live data tracking, and then monetization. So it's no doubt to see that they're growing. I'm not sure how far they are in the journey, and you know, something that I would often do, they've got sort of 8 employees on the team, and so this idea of a rocket ship, that's what I'm interested in. Did they just raise, what happened that actually got them classified on this list? Again, maybe they will talk about this on the podcast that Alex did. You can see at Auris what we're seeing. Okay, so investors, but nothing too much from a details perspective on there. Google Cloud, Accelerator Next. So those aren't really big investors. So Crunchbase is obviously a great source. And then, okay, here we go. PitchBook as well too. So growing 1.15 million. December 21st. So yes, they're on this path. They're probably growing significantly right now. They're hiring, and another reason why they're on this list. And I'm guessing, you know, Tectio is obviously trying to support these companies that are hiring and making this connection of supporting them, as well as trying to find people, careers and talented people to end up on these companies. So, ton of other great organizations on this list. I've already at 10 minutes here, and you can check out this list yourself. So I'm not going to barrage, you know, attack you with too much else, but definitely something worthwhile checking out. Fascinated whether you're in the space or not. It's great to know that there's Canadian companies growing, doing awesome work, innovating, and continuing to grow and thrive in a time where there's a lot of companies struggling to do that. Trying to think what else. We're at the end of a week here. It's been another fascinating week in the world. Some stuff that maybe I'll talk about at Speak a little bit later. One thing I'm interested in sharing, I'll probably do this next week sometime, is just like how the sort of stack of content that I'm creating here, and then one of the little automations that I've brought into play using Speak through Zapier, and then Speak to deploy transcripts on the website. So I think that's a little bit of an interesting piece there. But so much more in the work, so much more to share. And, you know, I was grateful to have a couple more interactions this week where some people had been saying that they've been watching these, checking them out, and that they had learned and gotten some insights. They had felt that they had built up a level of understanding of who I am and a trust level. So that's been really fascinating. It's been from a customer perspective, an investor perspective, and then just also friends that I hadn't connected with for a long time. And so I'm on, I think this is episode 20, 21. That's a lot of days. Things continue to happen and develop because of it. So I'm going to continue at this. Even when I'm looking out at the sun, even though it's a Friday, I do enjoy this a lot, and it's been a nice part of the routine. So thank you to everyone. Hope you all have a great rest of the day. If you have any favorite companies on the rocket ship list from Tectio, let me know if there's any companies that you think they got burned by not being added on the list, or if there's companies that you don't think deserve to be on the list. That's a horrible thing to say. Shoot me a message. We'd love to discuss this, and glad to connect with the Tectio community a little bit this week and then see some of this stuff come to life. So thank you again. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.